Brushed Up knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Brushed Up. Brushed Up cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at brushedup.com. Step it up to Brushed Up with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Brushed Up is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. Folks, the Illini are back in the New York groove. Beat Texas last year at Madison Square Garden. Now they're doing the same thing to FAU. What a game. And, of course, the Illini guys had Brad Sturdy there. Those of you who are subscribers probably saw his NBA Whispers column earlier today. But he's there at the game. We're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to Kedrick Prince. We'll be right back after this message.
Are you tired of your friends and family members being the center of attention? Always the life of the party? Always the one who knows something no one else does? Then change the game with IlliniGuides.com. Insider info on your favorite teams, analysis on the latest games, weekly chats with coaches. You take control of the room with IlliniGuides.com. Regular updates from the experts put you courtside and in the locker room. But wait, there's more. Act now and get this free Illini Guys sweatshirt. Comfortable, stylish. Tell the world, I am an Illini guy and you're not. Don't delay. This is a limited time offer. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the Black Friday button, and you are on your way to cool guy status. Feature articles, game analysis, members-only message boards with insider info, plus the cool sweatshirt, all yours. May they never ignore you again. Thanks to IlliniGuys.com. Sign up today.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. As promised, we have Brad Sturdy, who is live at MSG in the Big Apple, and Kedrick Prince. Brad, what are your thoughts after this stunning Illinois victory over FAU? Looks like Illinois is back in the New York groove.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think the most impressive thing for me is that they beat FAU, and FAU was actually playing well. I mean, like, FAU scored 89 points, and yet Illinois found a way to beat them. That's really impressive. And they didn't do it with defense this game. I mean, I'm sure that they had some stops and different things. They played defense, but what they did was they were able to score, and they showed that they can win a game that's up and down. They can win a game that's grinded out, as we've seen. And you've seen the progress. FAU and Marquette are so eerily similar. And I will tell you, this shows the progress they've made since the Marquette game, in the fact that they were able to win this game. In a neutral site, it was just electric atmosphere. Can't say too much. You can't say enough about the way Marcus is played and also the way Jared Shannon played in the stretch.
Ed, thoughts?
First of all, we really, really cannot underestimate how good Florida Atlantic is. They're good. I mean, Illinois has played two of the top five teams in college basketball. Rankings, throw them out the window. That team is exceptionally well. They're well coached. They run good sets. Every time Illinois made a run, they had an answer. And what's going to make them great long-term, I looked at it before the game, so this isn't just one game. You go look at the stats. They're a good free-throw shooting team. Good free-throw shooting teams have a chance to advance, and I'm going to tell you, we've all talked about this in our group messages. This may be one of Brad Underwood's best teams. They beat in a really good team. And like Brad just mentioned, they can play so many multiple different ways. Yeah, it stinks to give up that many points, but you gave up that many points to a great team. Illinois has proven that they can play defense. Florida Atlantic had five guys in double figures. So to me, that tells you how good they were. And they did that against a good defensive team minded from Illinois.
So, Brad, a couple of things jump out. I wanted to touch base with you. Domask was interesting because not only was he able to play some bully ball and get the position on the floor offensively that he wanted to get, but against guys who were good ball handlers and quick, he wasn't a liability on the defensive end. Any thoughts on that?
I think that's huge. I thought he was great defensively. I thought he did a fantastic job of staying in front of guys. And also, you know, he uses his size against those smaller guys and length to disrupt shots. Yeah, I thought he was really good. I mean, this is really good. I thought Illinois really had FAU struggling early with their length. And at times they did. But they're so good. They're quick. They're so quick that it's really hard to continue, keep it up, if that makes sense. I mean, just eventually they find a way, they find a player, they find a gap, and they get an opening, and they're just so good offensively, and they pass the ball so well, that it makes it hard. And then they've got the big guy in the middle. So if you play him straight up, he's going to get his points. But if you don't play, if you come post-trap and he kicks it out, that ball starts moving, and they're getting wide open three after wide open threes. And I think you live with the one-on-one stuff that happens to, and hope you can slow them down in the other stuff. But they're just really good. I thought Damascus, both ends, fantastic. And not to mention, you know, we talked about scoring. He handled the ball against the pressure from those guards, just brought up the floor repeatedly. Many times just went coast to coast. I think there were three or four occasions he just took the ball from him and went coast to coast. Just fantastic.
I have to be honest with you. I mean, the points was great. I thought for sure, because it looked like Ty Rogers was struggling, Brad. I mean, that was probably the most impressive thing, because Florida Atlantic can guard, and he didn't turn it over. He got it up the court the entire game, and I think their game plan was to wear him out. And kudos to the Illinois head basketball coach to tell Marcus Domask, we didn't bring you here to be a robot. We brought you here to be aggressive and score, to do what you can do best. And he was told that before the Rutgers game. And boy, look out, because he's following, you know, every direction that Coach Underwood is giving him. He gives him a different dimension, because you have two dangerous wings out there that can flat out just score in multiple different ways. It looked like an NBA game. They just post up, and then Terrence Shannon, they just took over. It was a great, great win for Illinois. But, you know, Marcus was just special, and it's one of those nights where, you know, the basket looked big like Jordan. But at the end of the day, man, that, you know, they caught the eyes on the big stage of the national media what Illinois can be. And they're going to give Purdue a run for the money in the Big Ten.
Brad, the other question I had for you is, you know, it's interesting. You look at Luke Goody, was plus 14. He had 3 points, 1 for 1 from the 3-point line, but he was involved all over the court in terms of, you know, getting a hand in on the ball here, you know, blocking out somebody or doing help defense there. Was his increased confidence starting to lead to some open shots and some better spacing for the Illini?
Well, he's huge, because just him being out there changes everything that they need defensively. Because you can't leave him open. I mean, if you leave him open, then the next thing, you know, it's 3 points. I mean, and so you can't leave him open. It makes them stick on him, and then it creates driving lanes for Shane. You can't help off and double on Damask. You know, that's just huge. It also allows even guys like, you know, Ty Rogers to get downhill against a smaller guy. He missed a lot of Quincy Guerrier to get some post touches. It allows them to go line on the post, because they're not going to leave him. And, so I think it's huge for them. And he does all those little things. He's a hustle guy, try hard. He's a glue guy, just a perfect glue guy. And I think that's where Goody is really valuable. And that's why they're so much better when he is on the floor. You know, people look at points, and yeah, points are great because you got to score them. But at the same time, the guys that create those openings are sometimes the guy who isn't the guy who scores.
Well, you know what, Mike, I know you asked about Luke Goody, and I think, you know, by him being on the floor, because, you know, coaches look at statistics, and, you know, going into the game, he was one of the top one or two three-point shooters in the conference. So the scouting reporters don't leave him, which obviously opens up the court for other people. But one guy who's taken a lot of criticism, I'm going to say late in the game, I thought had some key plays that really helped Illinois win was Colvin Hawkins. I don't know if you're going to get to him or not. I know Luke was huge, but I can honestly tell you, Coleman's free throws were huge down the stretch in his defense, because he's not in that three-pointer. He's not the same. I had a really good conversation, with some people before. Coleman has been hurt since he's been in Spain, so he's gutting it out. And I think him going against a guy that was clearly bigger and stronger was huge. And like you said, Luke gave good minutes. And also, Imani Hansberry. I mean, he didn't score a lot of points, but Imani didn't hurt you tonight. So good overall, sequence from the, from the bench. And it shows, long-term, they're going to need all these guys.
Yeah, the other guy I would mention is Justin Martin. His ability to knock down those threes, the two threes. Also, he scored 10 points. I mean, that's just huge when you get that off the bench. You get that guy from coming to give you some offense. And they played pretty good defense for the most part. He had some lapses and had a few fouls there late. But, to get that bench play is really important for guys like Goody and Justin Harley. The other thing you mentioned, and I said kind of talked about Coleman Hawkins, I thought Coleman's breakdown stretch, I thought he was really key. Was, FAU made the run. He get in foul trouble. He goes to the bench and changes the way on the play. But the other thing was, with about 6 minutes ago, you saw the other side. Illinois gets a rebound. Coleman tries to make that pass. They're up 10. It looks like they got a chance to kind of open it up and set pass. And end up getting, they come down score. And it's like, that was the Coleman giveth and Coleman take up away play, right? He's just, but it's so important that he is on the floor, because he makes Illinois a better team because of his ability space floor. It takes away those shot blocks. Now, there are going to be games when, Dane Danger is going to be a factor and help them more. But right now, against these matchups, Coleman is one of the most important players for them.
Yeah, I thought Dane struggled today. He gave up, I don't know, like I said, in the first half, I think he gave up like 13 points. And while he wasn't playing bad offensively, defensively, when he has to go out on somebody who's hitting threes, that usually leads to not happy things happening. Let's talk real quick about the guy, the man of the hour, Terrence Shannon Jr. too. He ends up with 33 points, matching Damask, goes 7 for 8 down the stretch in the last minute and a half from the free throw line, ends up at 11 for 13 for the night. What does he mean to this team? Because I will tell you, there was a couple times when he was out of the game that I was almost like waiting like, oh, he's got to come back in. He's got to come back in. And I thought Coach Underwood showed a lot of confidence in the rest of the team by giving Terrence some time to actually get some rest so that he could be more effective when he was in the game.
Yeah, to that point, it was a little over 10 minutes to go in the game. Terrence actually passed out. He needed a break. He goes out. They have a couple minutes. Then they have that big video review. And of course, during that time, FAU did make a little bit of a run, but also what you saw was Marcus Damask taking over offensively. And so as they were able to keep that lead, he actually didn't go back in until there were like 6-something left, 6:40 left. So he got a 4-minute plus the under 8 timeout plus a long review. That was huge, I think, down the stretch, because then he had fresh legs. I think that's true. Terrence is the best wing. I actually thought his defense was not as good as normal today. He got lost a couple times on defense, which is very unlike him. His on-ball defense is always great, but I thought he got away from the ball, got beat a couple times, which, it happens. It's part of the game. They're trying to score, right? So, yeah. But he's fantastic offensively. If he gets downhill, you can't stop him. It's just not possible. He is too fast, too athletic, too physically strong to allow that to happen.
Mike, you asked what he means to the team. I'm going to give you two names, Kofi Cockburn and Ayodele. That kid is that good. He is going to be he will be an All-American. What's tough? Some people know how good he is, but Illinois is climbing up the rankings, and people don't think it matters. It really does, because if you win, people take notice. Terrence Shannon really, really, and I said this a couple other podcasts, previously, when the NBA scouts told him what he needed to work on, he did it. He is one of the best three-point shooters in the country. He can, I mean, we criticize, I did, the team as far as, you know, shooting free throws. They shot 90% from the free throw line. You know, Terrence Shannon walks up to the free throw line. You know, tonight he was 11 of 13. I just think he's exceptional, and I hope he really gets his due, because Zach Edey is going to win Big Ten Player of the Year and all these awards because he's 7'10". You know, bottom line is Terrence Shannon is playing just as good as he is, and I hope he gets his credit, because, Mike, you're right. You look at the game, and I'm thinking, okay, is Terrence coming back in? But on the flip side, you know, it wasn't so bad because, you know, you had, you know, it was Batman and Robin. You had Robin, you know, on the other side carrying the load when Terrence was out. So, you know, which was nice because Illinois hasn't had two guys like that who can do that at the same time in a long time on the perimeter.
Yeah, it was an exciting game. Brad, any thoughts as we wrap up what happened at MSG tonight?
Well, I think you look at this is a huge top 11. So that was 9-1-4, 11-4. The team that, and the other part about this team has been rolling. Like, they have this big drill Virginia Tech. They drilled Texas A&M. They're good. And they were on a roll, and Illinois comes in and beats them, and they can shoot. You know, it's funny, I was talking to one of the coaches, and they were like, we have to win those first two, then, you know, it's like house money in Tennessee, right? I mean, you just, you know, it's on the road of Tennessee, top 10, whatever they were. You know, it's just house money. Well, now it's like, I talked to them after the game, it's like, screw that. We're winning. We got to go 3-0 here. So it was really funny talking to them after the game, because the whole demeanor has changed now. Now it's like 3-0 is all, we got to go 3-0 on this stretch. And so, yeah, we'll, and again, I'll be in Tennessee, so we'll see.
Well, you know, my final take is Illinois fans, enjoy this. You know, I know, you know, your stomach is, you know, full of butterflies tonight. You deserve it. You know, Terrence Shannon called this a business trip, and that's exactly, you know, what it is. And I was going to say what Brad said. You know what, you know, on Illini, guys, I've asked the question, you know, what would you, 2-1, you know, which game do you want more? Honestly, I think they could. I mean, it's going to be tough. I think Tennessee is an athletic team. But if they play Marquette as well as they play Marquette with a hurt Coleman Hawkins or injured Coleman Hawkins and, you know, a not so great shooting night from the team, and they beat Kansas, Illinois can play with anybody in the country.
Yeah, I think they've proven that when they're shooting well and they're playing defense, they can play with anybody in the country. So with that, folks, we will let you go. I know Brad and Ked, obviously Brad has to get out of Madison Square Garden and get onto public transportation, kick some butt and take some names in the New York subway system. So we'll probably be reading about him in the paper tomorrow. But with that, yeah, exactly. But with that, folks, thanks so much for listening to this, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams. And we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Thanks so much for Kedrick Prince and Brad Sturdy for taking time out of your evenings to talk to folks about what happened tonight. What a exciting victory. Illinois now goes on to the Saturday game against Tennessee. It should be a lot of fun. It will be a tough game because Tennessee plays very hard, but this will be a game that the Illini are now looking to win. As you heard Brad talked about, this coaching staff saying it's time to go 3-0. We're not playing with house money. We're playing to win. So be looking forward to that. We'll have a podcast after that. And of course, Brad Sturdy is going to be in Tennessee. That man's in more places than Waldo goes to. So we look forward to you tuning us in on Saturday after that win, fingers crossed. But until then, go Illini.
Make sure you subscribe to the full family of Illini Guys podcast, starting with our signature Eye on the Illini series, which discusses recent Illini events. Sturdy for 30 is where veteran Illini insider and analyst Brad Sturdy talks with experts and people in the know. And Ked's Recruiting Roundup, where IlliniGuys.com director of recruiting Kedrick Prince talks with players, parents, and coaches about the next wave of Illini student-athletes. Stay in the know with Illini Guys podcasts. Find them wherever you download your podcasts.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.